Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We're holding the final words on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah and from the Haggadah Shel Pesach. You see the last three words on the final line of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim. And as you recall, the Mishnah continued on, Lahoidis, Lahal, Lishabech, Lafoil, Leroim, Lahad, Natsech, etc., etc. And at the very end of that tefillah that we say in the Haggadah, we finish off, Vanoimer Lafonov, in our Mishnah said, Halleluka, in Toisis had our Girsa, Vanoimer Lafonov, Shira, Chadosha, Halleluka. Our Gemara now focuses on the word Halleluka. Halleluka, as we know, means Halleluka. We go and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is this one word or is this two words? Halleluka or Halleluka? Amrav Chizda, Amrav Yochan, Halleluka, the Keska, the Yedidya, Achasein. All three of these words are one. Halleluka, we know what that means, they're one. We have numerous times the word Halleluka in Tehillim, as well as in Psukah de Zimra every morning, which of course is taken from Tehillim. Then we have Keska. Where does it say Keska? We learn this by the Inyan of Melchemes Amalek. Ki Yod Al Keska Melchemel Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. In our Chumashim and our Sifrei Torah, the word Keska is written as two separate words. Everybody knows the famous Rashi on Keska, that Ein Kisei Sholem, Ein Shmoy Sholem, until Amalek will be totally Nimcha. But in Reb Chizda Om Reb Yochanan and Sefer Torah, he had a Kabbalah, it should be Keska as one word. The word Yedidya is a name that was given to Shloim HaMelech in Tanakh. Rishbam quotes the Pasuk in Tanakh that Shloim HaMelech was called by Nosan HaNovi in Shmuel Beis, Kapitel Yud Beis. Nosan HaNovi called Shloim HaMelech Yedidya. So the question is Yedidya one word or is it Yedidka? And once again, Reb Chizda Reb Yochanan says it's one word. Rav Omar, Rava disagrees. He says, Keska, I agree. Merchavia is also achas hein. Where's the word merchavia? We have that in Hallel, min ha-meitzer karosi ka, anoni ba-merchav ka. Once again, in our Tehillim, it's written two separate words. However, in Rav's Tehillim, it was written as one word, merchavia, as one word.
I stayed there, merchavia.
But not with a mem. You say Rechavi, here's Merchavka. Rabba Omar, Merchavya Bilvad. I only agree to Merchavya. As far as Halleluka and Keska and Yedidya and the others, Nisht. Only Merchavya. Good. So now, it's crystal clear that Rabba said the word Bilvad, so all the others he holds are two words. The question is, what is, for instance, what does Rav Chizda Omer Rav Yochanan hold by the question of the Merchavya? Because he only speaks about Halleluka, Keska, and Yedidya. What's titim mit Merchavka? Is he boy lehu Merchavka Rav Chizda Mai? What is he hold? We'll take a chveshish. I boy lehu Yedidya le Rav Mai. Again, Rav referred to Keska and Merchavya, but he didn't talk about Yedidya. So what does he hold by Yedidya? It's Toshimad Yom Rav. Yedidya nechlak lishnayim. In fact, you should split it up into two words. Lefichach Yedid. It's choil. He did, of course, means a friend. Choil. Ka is koidish. So, in fact, he learns that Nosan Anovi called Shloim HaMelech with a, if you will, a hyphenated name. Two words. You did. Ka. Two separate words. Iboiluhu. Halleluka l'Rav Mai. Remember, according to Rav, he only dealt with Keska and Merchavka. What did he do with Halleluka? What does he hold? Toshma di Omer Rav. Chazina tili debei chaviv. The word tili means like Tehillim. I saw in the Sefer of Tehillim, Tebei Chaviva, of my beloved. Whenever Rav refers to his beloved, he's referring typically to his uncle, to Rav Chiya, who was a double uncle from both the father's side and the mother's side. Dechsiv Behu, what did it say in that Tehillim? It said, Hallelu Bechad Gisa, Deka Bechad Gisa. In other words, the word Halleluka was split up into two. On one side of the Amud, on one side of the line, it said Hallelu, and later on it said Ka. Two separate words. Upligan of Yeshua ben Levi, Yom Rav Shua ben Levi, May Halleluka, Halleluhu, Behilulim Harbe. According to Rav Shua ben Levi, the word Halleluka is like, if you will, Halluleha. That means many Hilulim together. and therefore Mahal Hashem many times with many praises, and that's the word Haluka. Oh, that's obviously different than Rav, because Rav learns it's two separate words, Hallelujah and Ka. Shimon Levi says, no, it's one word, it doesn't mean, it has nothing to do with Hashem, it means that we are expressing many Hilulim, many praises, to whom? Of course, to Rabbeinu Shalom, but not in the word Haluka itself, because Haluka is like Haluleha, many Hilulim. And in fact, Rabbi Shimon Levi is inconsistent with himself. He's contradicting himself, because the same Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Basarim Amoris shel Shevach Nemar Sefer Tehillim." If you look up in the Sefer Tehillim, you'll see that typically every one of the kapitlach in Tehillim starts off with one of these 10 lishoinos of shvach, of giving praise to Hashem. Benitzuach. Now, none of the Tehillim actually starts with Nitzuach, but it's many of them start Lam Natzeach. Like you say, Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. That means Nitzuach. Then Benigun. Again, none of them start with the word Nigun. However, you have Lam Natzeach Al Neginois. Therefore, Lam Natzeach Bin Ginois. So that's the word Nigun. Then Maskil, you have Maskil LeDavid. Mizmor, Mizmor LeDavid. Bishir, Shir Mizmor LeAsaf. Ashrei, Ashrei, the very beginning of Tehillim. Ashrei. Not Asher Yishvisech, Asher Yishvisech is combined. But we have the right. Asher Yish. Asher Yish. Yeah, okay, it's Asher Yish. It starts with Asher. And then also Kufi Test starts with Asher. And continuing on. Betila, you have Tila Ledovid. That's the, what we call Ashrei. Tila Ledovid, because the word Asher Yesh Visecha, that first pasuk is not at the beginning of that capital in Tehillim. If you, my good friend Ed is here, he doesn't really trust me on these things, so I'm going to look it up.
I don't trust
you. See that? That's why I have to take
your
it out.
Assessment.
You see? On the board. See, Kufman Hey. This is the Ashrei. But the first pasuk of Ashrei is missing. Where is it? Here you have Ashrei Yemtikocholoi, Ashrei Yemtikocholoi, but you don't have it here. So in Tehila David, in Kapitel Kuf, Mem Hei begins with Tehila, but it does not begin with Ashrei. And then we have Tefila, like you have a number of times, Tefila Lemoishe. Then you have Baidu, Hoidel Hashem Kitov Kilo Elam Chastai. And finally, Bahaluka, we have a number that begin with Haluka and end with Haluka. Gadol Mikulam, of all of these 10 expressions of Shevach, of praise to Hashem, Haluka is the greatest. Why? Because Haluka Shekoil Shem V'Shevam Basachas. It has both the name of Hashem and the praise in one word. In other words, Hallelujah, both together in one word. Ah, so what do I see from this? This is not like Rabbi Shimon Levi said a moment ago. Rabbi Shimon Levi said before, it's Hilulim Harbe, that the word Haluka means many praises. To whom? Doesn't say in the word, but of course it means to Rabbi Shalom. Here, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, in the word itself is incorporated Hallelujah, that we thank and we praise, Ka, to Rabbi Shalom. So Rabbi Shimon Levi would seem to be inconsistent with himself. Yeah?
Wait. We have to take you, but however, we passed in Ka all the time. All the time. We never say the word government, because it might be the name of God. So we really do pass in like that. So why is it the Teku? Because that must have been the conclusion at some point in some Talmud, probably this one coming up. You have to answer that question?
You're doing a great job. The point is,
God,
sometimes the word Ka is on its own. Sometimes it's built in as part of another word. For instance, in the case of Amalek, it says Kiyod al Kes Ka Melcham Lashem Amalek Midor Dor. The end of Parshas Bishalach. That pasuk is telling us Kiyod al Kes. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the word Kes is referring to the Kisei, Hashem's throne. Ka is the name of Hashem. Clearly, Ka is a separate word in that pasuk. However, the question is in the word Haluka, is this supposed to be written as two separate words? Or is one word? Obviously, in all of our sidurim and all of our tilimloch, the word haluka is written as one word. But maybe it should be written as two words. Maybe it should say hallelujah, stop.
We are inside caution. That's really what it sounds like we're doing.
No, it's a machlokas.
So
what we have today is not necessarily what reflects the views of all of these amiroim that we are referring to here in our gemara. We started off with Rav Chizkiya Rav Yochanan said the word haluka is one word. We follow that. He said that case ka is one word. We do not follow that. In our Sifri Torah, the word case and ka are written as two separate words. Yedidya is written as one word in Tanakh. Then we get to Rav. Case ka, he says, is one word. No, we write it as two words. Merchav ka, we also write as two separate words. Minameitza krosi ka, anoni va merchav ka. So this haluluka goes together as one word. But let's go back here a little bit earlier into Tehillim, which is right before Kuf Yud Tes. What do we have over here? Minameitza krosi ka. Minameitza. Oh, here in Kuf Yud Ches, min hametz krosi ka, ka is written as a separate word. Anoni va merchav ka, also a separate word. So
instead of
Mekeria, according to the other man, the Yom Marchev Ka goes together.
So these opinions are based on all these little extractions.
So there's a machlokes what the correct nusach is, and we paskin like some of them in certain cases and not in the other cases.
Maybe there's different meanings.
At least theoretically, it's a different meaning. Haluka, we see clearly, according to the first Rabbi Shubha Levi, it means multiple hilulim, multiple praises. But if you learn Haluka is Haluka, then it means we're thanking and we're praising Hashem. Continuing on, Zokti Gemara Vayter, Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. We're three, four lines before the wide lines. Omer Yehuda Mishmuel, Shir Shevet Torah Moshe V'Yisrael Amruhu B'Shosha Olu Min Hayam. The word shir really should be shira, the shira that we find in the Torah. Who said it first? Moshe Yisrael, when they came out of the Yam. Oz Yoshe, Moshe Nei Yisrael, the shira Azois, as we know. The hal that we say on Yom Tovim, as well as on Erev Pesach night, or Leil Pesach night, Miyamore, who is the first one that codified that, that put it together? Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tokalam Yisrael. The Nevi'im said, they legislated, Shi'u'imim Uyse Al-Kol Perik U'Perik Ba'Al-Kol Tzor V'Tzor. The word Perik U'Perik over here means Al-Kol Regel V'Regel, on every single Yom Tov. There's no Rashbam on this Amud Aleph on these lines. The Rishbam is actually here on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, on yesterday's Amud, on the Amud Beis. And I bring that to your attention because we have over here Al-Kol Perik U'Perik. That's about 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Al Kol Regel V'Regel, on every Yontif. The Al Kol Tzorah Shloitov Yalein, Lishma Al Yenoka. Our Gemara is, at least the one that I'm looking at, is written, is done correctly. Al Kol Perik U'Perik, after that you have a dot, and then you have softer font, Al Kol Regel V'Regel. In fact, in some of the older Gemaras, this is in dark font, and it says Al Kol Perik V'Perik, the Al Kol Regel V'Regel. And the question is, what's the difference between perik or perik, or regel or regel? And therefore, the Rishash says in the back of the Gemaras that that deeper or bolder font was a mistake, and now this is taka corrected in these Gemaras. That it's not I'll call perik perik and I'll call regel or regel, but rather perik or perik means call regel or regel. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so every single Yontif, the Nevi'im were Mesakin that we should go and say Hallel, Val Kol Tzor V'Tzor Shloi Tovi Alein. The word Shloi Tovi Alein is written in a euphemistic form. In other words, we're saying that Chas V'Shalom Etzorah should not come upon us. But if Chas V'Shalom Etzorah were to come upon us, Ukin Shishigolim, and after that we have a Geula from that Tzorah, then you should go and say Hallel on the Geula, on the redemption. Tanya, Hoyer Meir Oimer, Kol Tishbocha Swamuris B'Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Amaran, the entire Sefer Tehillim from beginning until end, that was all composed by David HaMelech, Shenema. It says in the Pasuk, Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai. Now this Pasuk, Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai, is at the end of Kapitel Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is 72, and as you all know, Tehillim has actually 150 Kapitlech. So 72 doesn't even get you halfway. Nevertheless, Rameyah says, all the kapitlach and all of the tishbachas, everything in Tehillim is all David HaMelech. It says kolu, al tikri kolu, don't say kolu that it finished, ela kol eilu, all of the shvachim terat sefer Tehillim, that was all David HaMelech. Now, we do find many of the kapitlach starting with lam natzeach levnei koirach mizmar, or shim mizmar li yosef, lam natzeach li dusan, tefillah lemoyshe, etc. So how are you telling me that David HaMelech compose them all? So in fact, some of the Mefarshim say that it's true that individual Kapitlach Tehillim were composed at times by Moshe Rabbeinu and by Yedusun and Bnei Yotin, Bnei Koirach, all that is true. But then after that, David HaMelech, in a sense, edited them and collected them and put them all together in the Sefer Torah. So when it says that Kulan David Amoran, it's true, David Melech said all of them, and he took what was already composed by the others, assembled them together, gathered them, edited them, put it together as one large Sefer Torah. Okay, so we're up to third wide line. So we just said a moment ago that it was the Nevi'im that were Mesakin, that one should say Hal. But as we're going to see now, it's not so simple. Who was the first one, if you will, that said Tehillim? Rabbi Yossi, not Tehillim, Halel. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Elozer Bani Oimer. Rabbi Yossi saying that my son Elozer said, or says, Oimer, Moshe Yisrael Amru B'shosha Olum Anayam. Just like Moshe Yisrael, when they came out of the Yamsuf, they said Shira. After the Shira, they went and said Halel. The Chalukim Alav Chaveir of Loim Ashetov Ramari. But the Chaverim of my son Elazar disagree with him. And they say, no, David HaMelech, he was the first one that said the Halel. V'nirin dvarav mi divrehen. And Rabbi Yossi says, quite frankly, I prefer my son's pshat to their pshat, having nothing to do with nepotism. But what's the reason why? Efshi Yisrael shochtu es pischein v'not lulaveim v'loi amru shira. Meaning that any time you're going and making a major unique mitzvah, which only happens, for instance, once a year, like Shechitas Karban Pesach, or Netilas Lulav, can you imagine doing those things without saying Shira, meaning without saying Halel? By definition, you have to say Halel, because that's the whole point of these special mitzvahs, to go and be Mahalel Kodesh Baruch. So that must have happened. So if you're going to go and tell me that the first time the Halel was recited was in the times of David HaMelech, what about all those generations from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu when they brought the first Karban Pesach, and from the first time they took the Arba Minim, all the way until David during those hundreds of years, you're telling me nobody said Halel? Therefore Rabbi Yossi says it must be that it was recited the first time by Moshe and Yisrael when they came out of the Yamsuf. Dover Achet, Nocham Pshat, Psal Shulmicha Oymid Bebechi, Yisrael Oymrim Es HaHalel. What is this all about? The Psal Shulmicha is a very sad episode in the annals of history of Klal Yisrael. There was a person by the name of Micha who decided to go and build a pesel. Pesel means an image, a statue, and he made a ganze avodah zarah. And this took place, or it's recited and codified at the end of Sefer Shoftim, Shoftim Perek Yudches, Yudtes, all the way at the end. There's a machlokes mesechtes bava basra, exactly when Micha lived and exactly when the pesel shel Micha was, but the assumption was that it was over a period of time, sometime between Moshe Rabbeinu until David HaMelech. And during that time, you had the Pesach Shemicha. And the word Bechi over here has a double meaning. Bechi both means a name of a place called Bechi. We came to Bechi, we left Bechi, a name of a place. And Bechi, of course, also means Bechia, means crying. But the Rejbam, when he learns Pshat in that second Bechi, he learns that that's again a euphemism, but really we mean Besimcha, that Micha and his followers, and unfortunately there were quite a few followers among Achenu B'nai Yisrael that believed in that Pesel, and they were going to bring Kabbonis there. Nebuchadnezzar, it was not a happy period. So if you take a quick look at the Rejbam, again we're still on Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. Dover Acher, middle of the line, Pisfei Shel Micha, Oymid Bebechi. Ba'oisim Mokoy, Bechi is the name of a place. Dimei Dover Haya, this was in the times of David HaMelech, the Chsid Bey, Ad Gelois Kol Oretz, until the time that everybody went to the Golos. V'Yisrael Oymrim Halel, Shekosav Boy, and Yisrael was saying, Halel, Kimoyim Yiyu Oiseyim, Koyla Asher Boiteach Behem. Now, as you know, the psukim right before that in Halel say that Enayim lehem v'lo yiru, Enayim lehem v'yishmo, Yideim v'lo yimishon, and with their nose they couldn't do yirichon, etc. K'moyim yiru'seim kol asher v'teach behem. Now, Parshat Pshat, without our Gemara, this is talking about Oivdei Avodah Zarah, meaning among the Gentiles. That they, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, K'moyim yiru'seim, the people that serve the Avodah Zarah, they should be just like the Avodah Zarah themselves, in the sense of that also, as Naim Lehem Leyishmon and Enayim Lehem Leyirun, they shouldn't have the normal Kishronos that a regular person has. we're cursing those that are the oivdei avodah zarah. However, if it's talking about the pesel shel micha, which are yidden, are Jews that are unfortunately doing avodah zarah, we don't want to chas v'shalom curse them. And therefore, Rashi Rishbam says it's bloshen bitmiya, that would we say about them that they should be what we would be mispal as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they should go and do tshuva, or they should be punished, but not k'mayim yoyseh. It was said first on the Yam, and then afterwards repeated in future years. And then V'li Nira says Rishbam Bebechi Kinoi Hu Legnai Kaloimer Oimed Besimcha, that the people in the Pesel Micha were serving it with Simcha, and we talk about it Bebechi, that this is never something to cry about, not something to go and laugh and be joyous about. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Dovaracher the Pisloi Shel Micha. Oymid bebechi, the pislo shel micha is standing in bechi, or it's standing besimcha. The Yisrael oymid mesahal, and Yisrael are being mahal, they're thanking Hashem, and they're happy. We have to be very despondent, we have to be depressed and distressed about what's going on. So therefore, it makes more sense, like my son Elazar said, not that David HaMelech was mesakin the Hallel, but this was already misukon in the times of Moshe and Yisrael, the times of Yamsuf, and they continued reciting it in future generations as well, including during the generation of Pesel Shemicha, but not that David HaMelech would have composed it at that time and say, oh, let's say Hallel, when unfortunately a large segment of Klal Yisrael was sinning as a result of the Pesel Micha. Tana Rabbanan, Koshi is the Shabachi Shamadov Visefer Tehillim, Rabloza Oimer Keneget Atzmai Amoran. All of the psukim that you find in Tehillim, where David HaMelech is asking mercy from Hashem for this, that, and the other thing, he was talking about himself. In other words, David HaMelech had a difficult life in many respects, and therefore he's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do tshuva, please accept my tshuva, have rachmanis on me. Rabbi Shua Oimer Keneget Tzibur Amar. No, all the lashonis that we say in Tehillim, we're asking Hashem for compassion and for mercy, it's referring to Klal Yisrael generally. Necham take the middle of the road, and they say some of the Kapitel Tehillim, David HaMelech is being mispalel for himself, and some of it he's asking for rachman for Klal Yisrael.
Did David HaMelech ever say why he was writing it to him?
Why he was writing it?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to go and first pray to Hashem and then thank Hashem. Pray to Hashem that he should go and accept his tshuva for any avodas that he did throughout his lifetime, including the Masa with Basheba, etc., and Uri Achiti, and as well to thank Hashem for all the chasarim that he gave him, that he's able to be the monarch of Klal Yisrael.
Wasn't he like incarcerated during some of his time?
He had a difficult life.
So do you ever think of for the Tzibur that he was writing it for?
That's it. Rabbi Daniel, you hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says he was only doing Keneged Atzmoy. Rabbi Yeshua says he's Keneged Tzibur. Brother Shai, who was always the symbol of Achtus and Ahavas Yisrael, says, Chum Oimrim, Yesh Men Keneged Tzibur, Yesh Men Keneged Atzmoy. Let Chum say, Rabbi Lezer is right, Rabbi Yeshua is right, everybody is right, because a Chedek is asking for compassion for himself, and a Chedek he's doing on behalf of the Tzibur for Klal Yisrael.
So did David Melch ever say that he was doing it on behalf of Klal Yisrael?
Or? Yes, how do we know?
Oh!
Well, Amur is Lashon Yochid. If you look at the capital and you see that it's all written in singular form, Kenegat, he's talking about himself. Amur is Lashon Rab. If you see a capital that's talking in plural form, Kenegat Zivu. It's good. Baruch Hashem. Now, we mentioned before, Rabbi Shuman Levi said that there are 10 different Lishonos expressions of Shevach, of thanks and praise of Hashem. And we start off, B'nitzuach u'b'nigun. Nitzuach when we find Lam Natzeach. And nigun means lam natzeach ben ginois mizmor ledavid. Such type of lashonis. Okay, says Yimara, what are those? Nitzuach and nigun is li'osed lovai. Not that this is present, but rather in the future. How do we know that? Rejbam says, v'lo yadana heichi mashma. If you look at those kapitlach, like lam natzeach mizmor ledavid, or lam natzeach ben ginois, it's not obvious that it's talking about in the future. However, hochi havakim lehu. This was the Kabbalah that this Mandi Yomer had, that this was something not for present, but for the future. Maskil, when it says Maskil Ledovid, for instance, Al Yedei Turgeman, this is talking about that he was able to share this with the Tzibur, Al Yedei Turgeman, with a Turgeman literally means a translator. But the translation is not 100% accurate, because the Torgeman was also a loudspeaker, meaning that the Rabbanim, when they would give drushes, they didn't have the benefit, most of them didn't have electricity at that time, so they weren't able to go and use electricity as a loudspeaker. Many of them did not even have bullhorns. So if they were giving shiurim outside because of social distancing, and you had a tzibur of 1,000 people, they could... The people beyond the second or third row wouldn't be able to hear anything. So they typically had a Torgeman who had a very powerful voice, and he would speak it out loud, and they were able to hear it much, much further down. So the word maskil is referring to through a Torgeman. Now, if you look at Tillim, sometimes it says L'David Mizmar, and sometimes it says Mizmar L'David. Why does it sometimes say L'David Mizmar, sometimes Mizmar L'David? So, says, I'm sorry?
I think some is coming from David, or some is coming from Hashem.
You're ready. You're hopping. You're taking away my
thunder.
You're stealing my thunder. Zog Dimar LeDavid Mizmar Melamed Shishoros Olav Shchina VeAch Kach Omar Shira. The word Mizmar comes from the word Zmirais. Zmirais to go and sing, like we sing on Shabbos. So LeDavid, when David was at his fullest, meaning that Shoros Olav Shchina, the Shchina was Shira on David the Melech, and now he has Ruach HaKodesh, that afterwards turned into V'yakach Omashir, he thanked Hashem for giving this Ruach HaKodesh, for being Shor Shechina. So the David is first, Mizmor is second. Mizmor the David is the other way around. Malamich Omashir, first he said the Mizmor, the Zmirais, V'yakach Shechazos Shechina, then the Shechina was Shorah on him. L'lamedcha to come to tell you, She'ein HaShechina Shorah, Lo'y Mitoich Atzlus, Lo'y Mitoich Atzlus, Lo'y Mitoich Schoik, Lo'y Mitoich Kalis Reich, Lo'y Mitoich Dvarim B'teilim, Elo Mitoich Dvar Simcha Shal Mitzvah. If you want to go and have the benefit of the Hashroyas Hashchina, Kodesh Baruch Hu should appear to you and should speak with you, etc. Loi mitoich atzlus. Atzlus means if you're lazy. Loi mitoich atzlus, if you're sad. Loi mitoich schoich, if you are laughing uncontrollably in a frivolous manner. Loi mitoich kalis roish, when you're acting in a frivolous way. Loi mitoich dvar metalim, and if you're talking about the kniks and stuff like that, or white politics. El mitoich dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Ah! Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to a mitzvah, and you're now with besimcha, and you're singing shiras and shishbachis. Shneamar v'yata chuli menagen v'yikenagen a menagen v'tilav yad Hashem. This is a pasuk which is in Melachim, and it's referring to Elisha Navi. Elisha Navi got very angry at one of the kings, and as a result, because of getting angry, Hashem removed his shchina and his nevuah from Elisha for a period of time, and now he wanted to get it back. So he said, the way to get it back is to be in a happy besimcha dikaway. Go and bring for me a menagen. Menagen. When the other one started playing a beautiful violin and started singing beautifully, then Ashrei Shachchina returns. That's what, because we said it's only mitoich simcha you get. That's what the pasuk is saying. Mizmor the David. When David HaMelech was not in that mood, Mizmor, they started singing Mizmorim Shiris Tishbachis, and as a result, subsequently, he became David.
Is that where they get the sentence, Mitzvah Gedolah Liyos B'Simcha Tamid?
Whether it comes from this Gemara or somewhere else, I couldn't tell you for certain, but it's certainly of the same, in the same vein, in the same approach. Oh, exactly. We agree with all that. The same thing applies. If you want to give a shiur, you can't go and give a shiur when you're upset, when you're angry. You have to do it with a passion, with cheshik. Oh, Amr of Nachman. We try. Omer of Nachman, v'chein l'chalim toiv. If you want to have a good dream at night, don't go falling asleep saying, "Hey, Trump lost the election. What am I going to do?" And then you can have all types of bad thoughts and bad dreams. Rather, you have to go in Baruch Hashem, even though the COVID is still with us. Baruch Hashem, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're able to come into shul. We're able to learn. We're able to daven. Ah, Rabbi Nishlam, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you go to sleep like that, in a good mood, simcha shel mitzvah, then you're going to have a good dream. What Rav Gidlom Rav says is, if you're sitting at a shiur, you should be sitting there in awe, reverence, and trepidation, not b'simcha dancing around and singing. A person sitting before his Rebbe, and his lips are not dripping with bitterness, like from Lashon Moror, Tichvena, those lips, Chas Shalom, or that person, or Tichvena, will be singed, will be burned. Shnema, like it says in the Pasuk, Sufsoisev Shoshanim Noitvis Mor Oiver. Now the Pasuk Pshat is Sufsoisev, that the Sfasayim, that the lips are Shoshanim, are like roses, Noitvis Mor, that they are dripping forth mir, M-Y-R-R-H, which is a type of spice. Moreover, that this spice which is passing through. But we're defining this pasuk differently. Al tikri shoshanim, not shoshanim, roses, ela shoshanim, shoshanim from Lashon Mishnah, of learning. Al tikri moreover, mir, meaning the beautiful spice, ela mar ovar, that the lips should be dripping with bitterness. So therefore, meaning that you're at a shir, you have to be serious, full seriosity, no frivolous nature and behavior. And you just said a moment ago, no, it's supposed to be simcha, that chayin ledvar halacha, it's got to be a simcha. It's only kasha, but rabba, but talmid, it depends. The rabbi can go and be freilach, and he can do besimcha. But talmidim should sit there, very, very closed mouth, very stone cold, exactly, listening carefully, in trepidation and in awe. Both are referring to the Rebbe for the kasha. It depends at the very opening of the shiur or later on. When Rabbi would start a shiur, the first thing he would do is Omer Milta de B'dichusa. He would first go and say something of a joke, exactly. Any, if you ever listen to good speakers, you'll see every good speaker starts off with a joke, and then he's a good speaker. It was a wonderful joke. And then you fall asleep for the rest. But the point is, you start a Milta B'dichusa, Obad Chareban, and everybody would be freilich. And after that, after the initial joke was over, after that, everybody was sitting be'ema. Ema means with fear and trepidation and awe. And then they listen to the shir.
Is humor considered frivolous?
It depends on what type of humor. If it's a nice type of humor, which is good. But you have a lot of frivolous humor also, especially in the Vulpen, stuff like that, and that's of course frowned upon.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to Hallel. And now, before we said that Hallel, we had a machloikis, who was the first one that said Hallel with? It was Moshe and Yisrael, was it David HaMelech? And now we're going to have a braisa with a number of other views of the Tanai. It's Tanai Rabban, third wide line. Hal is in the Amar. Who is the first one that said Hal? Reb Elazar Oimer Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosha Amdu Aleyam. Heim Amru, and they said in the Hal, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that we are not deserving of salvation. The reason why we're mispal to you is ki l'shimcha tein kavod al chastcha al amitecha. Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu. For our sake, we are not ro'ui. We are not worthy that you should make a miracle for us here in the Yamsuf or anywhere else. But l'shem chatein kavod, Kodesh Baruch Hu, do it for your sake, that you should go and get the kavod, al chaschal mitecha, that the nations of the world should recognize, oh, this is God Almighty, He can do everything and anything at the snap of the fingers, and even if He's not snapping the fingers. I'm sorry?
In a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye, even if you're not blinking the eye. May Shiva Ruch HaKodesh, Kodesh responded to this Pasik to this Bakosh Leilonu, the Omrahan, Lamani, Lamani Esa. I accept your tefillah, I'm going to do it for my own sake, for myself. And we're going to repeat this now about five or six times in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yeshua of Yisrael Amru, B'shosha Omdu Alein Malchi Knat. This is now referring to when Yeshua was in Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, and they had a number of wars against the various rulers in Canaan and Eretz Canaan. So they, when they were victorious, Haim Amru, they also said, or when they were asking for a tefillah, they said, Loilonu, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, we don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Meshiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds each time, Lamani, Lamani, Ese. Reb Elazar Midoy, Oimer, Oimer, Dvoire, Ubarak, Amru. Dvoire and Barak, they said, B'shosha, Omer Aleim, Sisra. When Sisra was fighting against them, as you all know, they were eventually very victorious. We have the famous Shiras Devoira that we lay in the Haftorah on Parshas B'Shalach. But anyway, the point is that Devoira Barak, apparently prior to that, when they were fighting against Sisra, hey Mamru, they said, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu, ki l'shem chatein kavod. Baruch HaKodesh Meshiva Oymer Islam, Lamani, Lamani Esa, I'm going to do it for my sake. Reb Loz Ben Azariah Oymer Chizkiah Siyata Oymer B'Shosha Omer Aleim Sancheirev. Sancheirev came with a army, I think, of 85,000 or 850,000. Huge, huge army. And Chizkiah was mispal, because Baruch Hu made a tremendous nest that night. They all just died without anybody having to go and lift a finger. Is Omru, once again, when they were fighting, they said, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu. And again, Meshiva, because Baruch Hu responded, Lamani, Lamani, Esa. Reb Akiva Oymer Chanani Mishol Bazariah Omer B'Shosha Omer Aleim Nebuchadnezzar Rosho. Nebuchadnezzar, as we know, threw them all three into the fire. Hanai, Mishael, Bazari. And as we know, they came out unsinged, totally the way they were, as if when they came in. Maybe they were a little bit warmer, but other than that, they came out totally intact. Hey, Mamru, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu. Don't don't do it for us. We don't deserve it. Oh, can the Shimcha take covet? Well, Meshiv and again, the Kodesh Baruch responded, Lamani, Lamani, Esem. Rabbi Yitzchak Levi Oymer, Mordechai Esem, Rabbi Shoshe, Omer Aleim, Homer Arasha, Hey, Momer, Leilon Hashem, Leilonu. We don't deserve it, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu, for yourself, for your sake. Meshiv, Lamani, Mani, Esem. V'chom Moymer, Nebim Shebenei, and Tikla, Mishrael, Shio, Oymerim, Oysel, Kol, Perik, Perik, Val, Kol, Tzara, Vetzara, like we had before, Shlei, Tobi, Alim, Mishrael, Shlei, Ong, Oymer, Oysel, Yal, Gulas, and every yontim they go and say hal, and every time we are saved from Chas V'Shon, a terrible, terrible tragedy, terrible times, we're saved, we say hal. Om Rav Chisda, Haluka, Soif, Pirka, Rabbi Ravuna, Omar, Haluka, Reish, Pirka. Okay, so now, this is a very, very interesting machlokes. We know that the halalukas that we say as part of Psukah de Zimra, they all start with halaluka and they all end with halaluka. We have Kuf Mem Vav, halaluka, hali nafshi es Hashem, halu Hashem b'chayo, yazam l'kai b'oidi, and then we finish off, yim lech Hashem l'oilam l'kai achzim l'der v'der halaluka. So each one of those starts and ends with halaluka. However, there are other kapitlach in Tilim which are not in the same pattern. You have, for instance, Kuf Yud Aleph and Kuf Yud Beis, that many people say at on Minchat, on Shabbos, as they're doing the Hagbo and Glila of the Torah. So that Kuf Yud Aleph starts with Haluka Oides Shem B'Choleiva B'Soyed Hashem Ve'Eda, and ends off at the very end Seichatov B'Choleiseim Tilosei Oimedes Lo'ad, period. The next capital, Kuf Yud Bey, starts Haluka Asher Yish Yorias Hashem B'Soyed Sechofes Mi'od. So now the question is, capital Kuf Yud Aleph ended just Tilosei Oimedes Lo'ad. Kuf Yud Bey started Haluka Ashrei Ish. There's now a shaila in the Gemara, is that really correct? Maybe the Haluka of Kuf Yud Bey should be the ending of Kuf Yud Aleph, and it should say Tilosei Emedis Lo'ad Haluka, period. New capital Ashrei Ish Yori Yis Hashem Mitzvah Yisachofet Miyad. So that's now the shaila of the Gemara, and we're going to see an interesting machloikis. Zok the Gemara Om Rav Chisda Haluka Soif Pirka. The Haluka that we're talking about now is at the end of Kuf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Ravuna Amar, no Haluka Reish Pirka. It's the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis. Om Rav Chisda Chanizina Lahu L'Tili. We had this before. Tili means the Tilimel. The Beir of Chonin Barav Techsib Behu Haluka B'Emtza Pirka. He didn't put it at the end of Kuf Yud Aleph. He didn't put it at the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis. He put it smack in the middle. You know why? Al Misapkali, he wasn't sure himself. I don't know. Is Haluka the end of Kuf Yud Aleph? Is the beginning of Kuf Yud Beis? So he set it off on a separate line, all on its own. On Rav Chanan bar Rava, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, Betilas Hashem Yidab Repi, Vivarech Kobos Hashem Kachalai Levoad, that Haluka de Basrei Reish Pirka. Now what is this pasuk over here? We include that as part of our Ashrei, and after we finish Tilas Hashem Yidab Repi, Vivarech Kobos Hashem Kachalai Levoad, then we add Vanach Nevarech Ka. But that Vanach Nevarech Ka does not appear in this capital. Ashrei is in Kuf Mem Hei, and the last line of Kuf Mehim, the last pasuk is Tilas Hashem Yidab Api Varech Kabos Hashem Kachal Olam Void. Stop. Kuf Mem Vav. The next one begins Haluka Halinaf Shias Hashem. You can ask the same question over here. Maybe the Haluka at the beginning Kuf Mem Vav. Maybe you should come at the end of Kuf Mem Hey and start Kuf Mem Vav Halinaf Shias Hashem. So that's the Gemara is what the Gemara is talking about now. Zezut Rabchan Barav. How come when everybody agrees but Tilas Hashem Yidab Api Varech Kabos Hashem Kachal Olam Void? That the Haluka de Basrei Reish Pirka, that begins the new parak, it's not the end of the previous parak. When you have Rosh Yir of Achaz, Shin of Yachar, Benomis, Tavis, Shom, Toiveid, then it says Haluka de Basrei, that's Reish Pirka, that's the next capital. Vishoim Beis Hashem, Haluka, the Haluka de Basrei, Reish Pirka. Kroy Moisifin says the last Rishbam here in the Omid, Bali Mikra. Bali Mikra means the expert Bali Kriya, they add, I have other cases, Afas Elu, Minach Baderach Yishta, Al Kain Yoram Roish. The Haluka after that, the Basrei, is Reish Pirka. That's the next parak. Reish is Chachma Yiris Hashem, Seichat Tavu Chalaisem, Tilosei Medes Lod, Haluka the Basrei, Reish Pirka. That's the next parak. So if you want to name it Tanoi, let's say that this in fact Machlek is Tanoi. Now remember we had back in our Mishnah that we started saying the Hallel at the end of Magid, and then we continue the Hallel after benching. How far in the Hallel do we say the first half as part of Magid? Says the Mishnah, Ad Heichanu Oimer, Beishami Oimim Ad Eimabonim Semeicha, what comes after Ein Bonus Mecha? Haleluka. And after that, the next capital begins. B'teis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Good. So Beishamai didn't add the word Haluk. He just said, till Ein Bonus Mecha. Beisil Amram, now we go one more. We say the whole B'teis Yisrael until the final Ad Chalomish L'mayinoy Moyim. Until the end of B'teis Yisrael. And then we stop there. And then you say the Brocha Asher Golanu, Gol Yisrael. You wash and you continue on later on after benching the rest of Hal. Okay, so that's consistent with our Mishnah. But Tan Yirach, when there's a Braisa, another Braisa that says, Ad Heichnu Oimer Beishami Oimer Ad B'tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. Until B'tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. Now, this really is the same thing as the first Beishami. But the first Beishami says, you say until Eim Abonim Sameicha, he leaves out the word Haluka, and then we start B'tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So Beishami is saying the same thing, but using different verbiage. Or Beisil Oimer Ad Loi Lono Hashem Loi Lono. Again, the same as Beis Hillel before. You finish or Pateis Yisrael at Chalomish L'mayne Moyim. Stop there, right before Leilon Hashem Leilon. Now, the focus is not on Beis Hillel. The focus is on Beis Shammai. Why does the first Braisa quote Beis Shammai Eim Abonim Smecha, leave at Haleluka, and doesn't start off Pateis? Why didn't say it at Pateis Yisrael? Why does the second Beis Shammai say until Pateis Yisrael? So the answer is very simple. Because there's a machlokes between the two braises where the word haluka appears. That the first braise says, only say until Eim Abonim Smecha, stop, because haluka is the beginning of the next capital, haluka, but says it's only Mitzrayim. Oh, so that's why it ends off Eim Abonim Smecha. The second man, the Yomah, said, no. Haluka belongs to the previous one, like we do it. Eim Abonim Smecha, haluka. And Beis Shammai says that whole thing, until the word, but says it's only Mitzrayim, until there, ad v'lo yabachal. So that is the machlokes. Where does haluka appear in these two psukim? Before or afterwards? Zokti mora my love. V'halkim if we top of kuf yedayin amid beis. That the machlokes l'man di omar aim ad aim abonim smecha sover haluka reish pirka. That haluka is the new perik, and that's why he says you say up to and including through the words aim abonim smecha stop. Because haluka continues on the next capital, and you'll say that after benching. And that's why he says, no. Say the entire first capital in Hallel, including Eim Abonim Smecha Haleluka, until stop before the words B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So that's the machlokes. Says Yimor, no. Lav Dafke, you don't have a right that there's a machlokes. Rav Chizkiya Mitar says, Tam Medikul Yalma Sabri Haleluka Soif Pirka. Everybody really holds like me. That it's Eim Abonim Smecha Haleluka. Man the Amad B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's sharp. That makes beautiful sense. That's why he says you stop right before the words B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim and you include Eim Abonim Smecha Haleluka. Man the Yama Ad Eim Abonim Smecha Ad the Ad Bichlal. He means Eim Abonim Smecha, including the following word, the word Haleluka, which although he leaves out in the price, but that's what he meant. Eim Abonim Smecha Ad Ad Bichlal, including. And the haluka. It's afraid of the name haluka. So why didn't he say haluka? So the more b'chi teimad lo yadina hay haluka. Because if you just say that you start off the hal and you say through haluka, remember in Psukah de Zimra we have four or five kapitach ula saying haluka. I might not know what he's really referring to. Is referring to the hal? Is referring to other halukas? So the more b'name he could have made it crystal clear by saying haluka shall aim habanim semecha. In other words, he's saying, you say through the word haluka, which one of the kapitel Eim Abonim Smecha? Why didn't he say that? Gosh, just talk a little shver on Rav Chisda. Rabbi Rav Huna Mitaz L'tame. Remember, Rabbi Rav Huna is the one that's mechulik, and he says that the haluka is at the beginning of B'tzeis Yisrael. He says, the kuli alma haluka reish pirka. That's it's beginning of B'tzeis Yisrael. Mitzrayim, the first kapitel ends off Eim Abonim Smecha. Stop. And then we begin Haluka B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Everybody holds that. Samandi Yom Ad Eim Abonim Smecha Shap. The first price is perfect. That he said through the words Eim Abonim Smecha. Stop! Because we didn't start Haluka B'tzeis Yisrayim. Umandi Yom Ad B'tzeis Yisrayim Mitzrayim Sover Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. That what he meant to say is that you go and say all the way up to the capital that begins Haluka B'tzeis Yisrayim Mitzrayim. You don't say B'tzeis Yisrayim. You go until there. So you said through Eim Abonim Smecha. And now you continue on from Haluka B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's afraid tomorrow. The name Haluka. So, Ikachosim in a Sefer. Why didn't it say Haluka B'tzeis Yisrael? Same as before. If you would just say Haluka alone, I might think maybe another Haluka. You have to go and say 20 kapitel until you get that Haluka is at the end of Tillim. Or maybe just after the first kapitel that we have in Hallel, then take a break, and then skip 30 kapitel and go towards the end of Tillim, and then say, I look over there. Since you have a name, so that's why you had to go and say, B'tzeisum Mitzrayim, so that we know which Haluk we're talking about. Say to him, have a name, Ad Halukah Shabbatzeis Yisrael. Let him say very clearly, oh, Rabbi, I don't mean the Halukah that we say in Pesukah Zimra. I mean the Halukah of Tzeis Yisrael. He could have said that. So Timur Kasha is Taka Mesu Shvet. So both of them are stay with Akasha. It would be easier to go and say the two Bryces are arguing whether it's before or after, but each one says, no, everybody agrees with me. You have a point, but Nishkefela. Getting back to the end of our Mishnah, we have Choysim Megula, that in the Haggadah, when we right before the second cause, what do we say? Asher Golono, V'Kol Rasaviseinu, and we finish off at the end, Megula. Now we had a machloket between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva in our Mishnah. Do you make a bracha? Don't you make a bracha? But according to Reb Akiva, you do make a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Go Al Yisrael. Now the Gemara notices something that I'm sure all of us have noticed through our davening lives, and that is, for instance, in the morning when we go and finish off Kriya Shema Ubir Chiseha, right before Shemen Esrei, we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Go Al Yisrael. Yet three or four brachas later, when we get into Shemon Esrei, then we go and say Go El Yisrael. Go El is a Lashon Obar, Go El is a Lashon Hoive and Asid. The question is, why do you have this disparity? It's Omer Rava, Krishma means every morning when we finish Brichas Krishma, V'Hallel meaning at the Seder night when we concluded the Hallel and now we're making the bracha of Asher Go'alanu. Both those times we end off Go El Yisrael. Ditzloise in Shemon Esrei, we say Go El Yisrael. Why? My time at the Rachmininu. When we say Go Al Yisrael, we're referring to past historical events. We say Baruch Hashem, we praise you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you were the person that was Go Al Yisrael. You're not the person, you were the entity, you were the God Almighty that went and redeemed Klal Yisrael. When we say Go Al Yisrael, it's asking Hashem for mercy and compassion, Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are today Bitzara. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We are Bitzara because of all the anti-Semitism in the world, because of all the nations that oppress us, that hate Israel, hate the Jews, etc. So we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, Goy El Yisrael, once again go and redeem us from this terrible Choshech of the Golos. Amr Zayda, we have a similar disparity. The Kiddusha, Asher Kitchon Mitzvayisa, Vitzivonim. And virtually all the brachas we make, Asher Kitchon Mitzvayisa, Tzivonim, Tzivonim, Yadoyim, etc., as well as in Kiddush. It's lois, however, when we're saying Shemon Esrei, we say Kadoshenu b'mitzvaysecha. So here it's Asher Kiddushanu, and here you're saying Kadoshenu. So tomorrow, my time at the Rachmanin, the same thing. When we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysecha, we're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are mekadosh us by giving us the mitzvahs al netilas yadoyim, al netilas lulav, and the tkiya shofar, kriyas megillah. You are mekadosh us by giving us these mitzvahs. Kadoshenu b'mitzvaysecha, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, have Rachmim on us, that Kachenu continue to be Mekadosh us with your mitzvahs, and then take us into Eretz Yisrael, so we should be able to again bring the Kabbonis and serve you in the Beis HaMikdash. When you're making Kiddush on Shabbos, you have to go and say Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, which is what we say on Friday night, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. Ksiv Acha, how do I know? Where do we take this from? It says in the pasuk, "Man tizkor esyoyim tzeischa miyetz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha." Man tizkor esyoyim tzeischa. You're leaving Yitzis Mitzrayim. Uksiv Hasam Zochas Shem Shabbos LeKadshoy. So how do we remember Shabbos LeKadshoy by making Kiddush? So in that Kiddush, "Man tizkor," also remember the inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Roshila, "Ditzlo yisam atzmiach keren Yeshua the aftar to Mogin David." One of the 19 brachas that we have in Shemon Esrei is Es Tzemach David Avtcha Meheiris Atzmiach. Kodesh Baruch Hu, go and once again let the Tzemach David blossom and flourish and bring Mashiach ben David, etc. And then we end off that pasuk Baruch Atu Hashem Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. In the Haftorah we say Baruch Atu Hashem Mogen David. That's how we conclude the Haftorah, for instance, on Etanus during the week. And it's one of the brachas if you're talking about Shabbos or Yom Tov, Mogen David, and then you continue on the further brachas that we say in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so now the question is, why over here do we do it with Matziah Keren Yeshua, and here by the Haftorah, Mogen David? says the pasuk, "Sisal cha shem gadol kishem magdoilim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, "I'm going to make for you a great name, like the names of the great ones." What is this referring to? Tani Rav Yosef zeu shem magin David, meaning that just like we say in Shemoneh Esrei magin Avraham, and just like we praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu every day by mentioning Hashem on the Ovis HaKadoshim, L'kei Avraham, L'kei Yitzchak, L'kei Yaakov, so too we also go and are going to praise Hashem in referring to him as the Mogin David, the one, the protector of David HaMelech. So that's the Shem Godlik Shem HaGdol. Okay, now what does it have to do with us? So in fact, why do we only say Mogin Avraham? Why do we say Mogin Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Shimon Lakish and Rish Lakish, this is a famous Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. It says in the pasuk, "V'yeschal l'goy gadol v'averachcha v'avaruch v'agal v'shemecha v'yei bracha." What is this referring to? So again, Rashi and Chumash and Rish Lakish say, "V'yeschal l'goy gadol zeh she'oimrim l'kei Avraham v'averachcha zeh she'oimrim l'kei Yitzchak v'agal v'shemecha zeh she'oimrim l'kei Yaakov." Yochli Yechoysim Mekulna, I would think you would end off Shemoneh Esrei Bracha to Hashem, that is the first bracha. Mogin Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Tamaloyim v'yei bracha b'chol choysim v'ein choysim v'mekulan. We are choisim in you, in Avraham Avinu, and not choisim in Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Ah, so therefore what the Gemara is answering now to our question is that in Shemoneh Esrei we are referring to Mogen Avraham, B'choh Choismin, so only have Mogen Avraham. We don't even have Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, just Avraham, and therefore we don't have Mogen David. But nevertheless, we want to go and talk about David HaMelech, so that's why we say Matzmiach Ker Yeshua. Rishbam says also it would be inappropriate having two separate brachos in Shemoneh Esrei, one saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Mogen of Avraham, and then saying later on, you are the protector of David. That would sound a little bit extraordinary. Therefore, we say Matzmiach Ker Yeshua, but separately, in the Haftarah, we say Mogen David, because the Esa L'cha Basis L'cha Shem God G'shem HaGdolim, just like we say Mogen Avraham Shemoneh Esrei, we say Mogen David in the Haftarah. That it says in the Gemara, B'cho Choismin, V'ein Choism V'hen, or Ein Choism V'kulan, is a famous word either from Meir Probishlana or Kotzke, one of the great early Hasidic masters, that we're not referring to the name of Ram, we're referring to the Midah of Ram. The Midah of Ram was Chesed. Everybody know Chesed of Ram. And therefore, at the Chasimas HaGolus, why will we be Zochem Yat Hashem to Mashiach? After all, when we're talking about the Ovis HaKadoshim, and we're talking about the Shloish HaMudei HaOilam, Avraham is Keneged Chesed, Yitzchak is Keneged Avoida, that's Pachad Yitzchak, and Yaakov is Keneged Toira, that's Yaakovinu, it's okay, Emes, but also that Yaakovinu is sitting by Yeholish Al Toira. And those are the three Amudim, the Omid of Chesed, Al Shloish Dvar Mon Omid, Al Toira of Al Avoida, Gmilis Chasodim. Toira is referring to Toira of Yaakovinu, he was the Yoshev Oyholim, sat in the Oyholim of Shem Ve'Ever, and taught Toira, learned Toira, etc. That was Yaakovinu. That's Toira Avoida is Yitzchak Avinu, he brought up for a carbon for the Ambe Akeda, and finally, Avram is the Mila of Chesed. So now, our Toira today, not taking away, our Torah is wonderful. But how can you compare our Torah to the Torah of the Rishonim, of the Rashi and the Toises, Rajba, Ritva? How can you even compare it to the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiv Eger, etc.? It's great, but it's not like their Madrega. If they didn't go and merit to have Mashiach in their days, how are we going to merit in today's days? Avoida, Avada, Avoida, Baruch Hashem, people daven very well, with Kavona, with fervor, but can it compare to the Avoida of the Baal Shem? Can it go of the Heilige Meditshiva? It doesn't even come close. However, so what are we going to be Zoicha to in the Chasimah Sagolas to Mashiach? B'chocha Yisvin, in the Midah of Rom Avinu, in the Midah of Chesed. Today the amount of Chesed is done is extraordinary. And Baruch Hashem, that should continue, and hopefully in that schus we should be mekabel Mashiach Sholi. So that's how we touch it. Yibroch b'choch choismen, the chasimus agolus is going to be in your midah of chesed. Omer Rava, ashkach timna lesabid v'medisa diyas v'kamri, v'shabat bein b'tfois bein b'kiddusha mekadish Shabbos, b'yem etov bein b'tfois bein b'kiddusha mekadish Shabbos v'azman. So what Rava is telling us is the sabid v'medisa, when they made kiddush, kiddush meaning both mekadish in the Shemoneh Esrei, as well as Kiddush ala Kos when they came home. Whether it was Shabbos, whether it was in the Tefillah, Or in Kiddush, they say Mekadosh Shabbos, which of course is our minhag, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, both in Shemoneh Esrei and in Kiddush when you come home Friday night. V'yom etova niyontif bein betzlois bein bekiddusha, they say Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, which again is our minhag. This is what Rava said in the name of Samar Pumadisa. V'amin lehu anor, but I, Rava, told them, Adrabba, I respectfully disagree with you. This loisa, when you're talking Shemoneh Esrei, bein b'Shabbat, bein b'Yom Tov, sayin Shabbos, sayin Yom Tov, you should go and say Mekadosh Yisrael. Do not add on Yom Tov Hazmanim, just say Mekadosh Yisrael. B'Kiddusha, there you make the distinction. B'Kiddusha, Shabbat, Mekadosh Shabbos, Maskin. So therefore, the only difference between Rava and the Sampi de Pupadisa is what do you say on Yom Tov in Shemoneh Esrei? Do you say Mekadosh Yisrael alone? Or do you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazman? Now Rava says, Rava says now to Sampi de Pupadisa, I'm going to tell you my reasoning, and I'm going to tell you your reason. Tamadichu, your reason, the Shabbos, Shabbos the Kvi v'Kaima, as we know, Shabbos, we, Klal Yisrael, don't do anything to create Shabbos being the seventh day of the week. We exalt Shabbos by our avodah. But Shabbos is going to come regardless of whatever we say, whatever we do. Every seventh day is always Shabbos. It's Kli V'Kaima, it's established from the beginning of the world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yom HaShvi Shabbos V'Yinofash, that's the seventh day of the week. And therefore, Bein Mitzlois, Bein Mikadusha, we say Mekadosh Shabbos, we say Baruch Ato Hashem, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you will Mekadosh Shabbos by establishing that as the official day of rest for all generations for the Yid. Yoyim Metovah the Yisrael, Yoyim Metovah, when it comes to Yom Tov, the Yisrael the Kavileh, we Klal Yisrael, we participate in establishing the date and the time of Yom Tov. How? To come every Yarchi, the Kavileh Shani. Number one, we're Ma'abed the Chadoshim. Every single month in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, there was always a decision that had to be made. Is the old month going to be a 29-day month or a 30-day month? As well as the Shanim, we had to decide every second, third year, when is you going to have the next Shemitah year? Not Shemitah year, the next Ibiyur. When is it going to be a two-month Adar, just Adar, just one Adar, or Adar Aleph and Adar Sheni? Oh, so therefore we participate. So Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, so we have something to do with the Kiddush of the Zmanim. And that's why we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So that's your reasoning, says Rava to the Sabbath with Bedisa. Talmud D, I'll tell you my reason. Slois the Barabim Isa, when we daven in public, the masses are together in shul, Mekadosh Yisrael. We ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, or we thank a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to Hashem, you are the Mekadosh of Yisrael, meaning all the Jews here and all the Jews throughout the world that are saying Shemoneh Esrei and that are davening. Kiddush to Biyachad Isa, Kiddush normally you make in the privacy of your home, for yourself, for your small family. Oh, B'Shabbos you say Mekadosh Shabbos. Beyond this, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So that's what Rava said to the Sabbath of B'Nisa. Abba Zokti Yomara V'Lohi. The reasoning of Rava is not on totally solid ground, because Tzloisa B'Yocha Milesa. A lot of people daven at home, especially now, especially in the months gone by, last Pesach, how many people daven without a minyan, unfortunately? They daven B'Yochid. So it would be appropriate for them then to go and say Mekadosh Shabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim. The Kiddusha Barabim Milesa and Kiddush, don't you make Kiddush Barabim? Brings Rishbam, like we had in the Gemara earlier on in our Masechta, that the minhag was in all the shuls, today in many still of the many big shuls, that they say Kiddush on Friday night in shul. So that's Barabim. So based on that, you should go and say Barabim, Mekadosh Yisrael. You shouldn't be saying Mekadosh Shabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. V'rova Sabah, Zil Basa Iker. Rova says, of course you're right, but those are exceptions to the rule. In general, Tefillah is said Barabim, and therefore you should go and say Mekadosh Yisrael. Yisrael meaning Klal Yisrael. In general, Kiddush is said Biyachid in the Haim, privately. So then you say Mekadosh Shabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. So what's the halacha? See, Mar first tells us a couple of real life stories that Ula Bar Rav Nochas Kamed Rava. Ula Bar Rav, he went in front of the Omid, he was davening in the Omid in front of Rava, in other words, Rava Shul, wherever Rava was. Omar, he said, Kizamad Mubdisa, he said, like, their Nusach Abracha. And Rava didn't respond at all. Al Mahodabi Rava, even Rava changed his mind eventually, and he agreed with the Sabbath of Mubdisa. Similarly, Rav Nosson Avud Rav Huna, parade Rav Nosson, Nochas Kamei de Rav Papa, he went in front of Rav Papa, Omik Sabbath Medisa, and he talked like Sabbath Medisa. Vishavchi Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said, oh, Givaldik, the way you did it, beautiful. So you see that Rapapa also felt Sabit Bandisa was right, and not like Rava said originally. Om Ravina, I know Ikal the Surah, I came to Surah, Kamida Mareim in front of Mareimar, the Nochas Kameh Shlucha the Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur came in front of the Amid, the Omer Kisabit Bandisa, Vahav Mishaskile, Kuli Alma, and there were a lot of people in the back, in the audience, who were shishing, saying, shh, 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 shh. In other words, you should do like Rava, not like Sabit Bandisa. Om Lahu, so he said to them, Shafku, Lazim, let the Baal Tefillah continue davening and don't be shoysik. Hilchus Sabbath Bedisa, we passed the Sabbath Bedisa, and then magically the audience stopped going and shishing. They actually listened to their Rav and they were quiet for the rest of the davening, for the rest of Shemar Esrei. Anyway, so Staka Machloikis, but we passed the Sabbath Bedisa, and that's why we say Mekadosh Shabbos, both in Kiddush and Shemar Esrei, and on Yom Tov we say Mekadosh Shabbos Manim, both in Kiddush and Shemar Esrei. We're just going to learn the Mishnah and the Shtikl Gemara, Zogti Mishnah Baitim. Moskul Koishlishi. We're now moving on in the Seder night. We're up to Koishlishi. Where do we do the Koishlishi? Mubarak al Mazoinai. We bench Birchas al Mazoin on the Koishlishi. As we know, Koishal Bracha, third Bracha, al Mazoin, meaning Birchas al Mazoin. Ravi goy malavasal. Now we get to the fourth kais after benching. Then we are going masal. Halel nirtza. The oimalav birchas hashir, and he also says birchas hashir. What exactly is birchas hashir? That's going to be the top of the omid tomorrow. We'll see in Yechim tomorrow morning. Beina kais alalu. If you wanted to drink between these kaisays, imroitz alishtos yishta, meaning between the first and the second, the second and the third, you can go and drink more. But once you hit Shlishi, don't go and drink anymore, because after the third bracha, which means after benching, don't drink anymore between Shlishi and Revi.
When you say drink more, are you saying drinking more wine, or you can drink
anymore? Oh, we're only talking about wine. We're not referring to Coca-Cola, we're not referring to seltzer,
Sprite.
We're Sprite, any other type of drink that you have in mind, we're not referring to those. I'm not saying you can or you should, but that's not what we're referring to. There's a separate inyan not to go and eat or drink after the afikoyman. But that's not what we're talking. We're talking about the inyan of strictly yayin. Don't drink between the third and the fourth. The reason why you shouldn't drink between the third and the fourth, two reasons are given. One reason is because it's nearer kemar bala koises. Instead of just drinking four koises, drinking five or six koises, you're supposed to drink four koises. But a second reason which is given, which is quoted here in the Rashbam, from the Yerushalmi, that the person may get drunk. See, look, five lines from the bottom of the oven. Ben gimel adal li yishta, six lines. But tosim mori yishami, loma li yishta, kidei shalai yishtaker. He shouldn't become shikr. Sula matzal meim hal. He won't be able to go and say hal anymore. Horach asam, bale kvar mishukar hu shishasa, kvar harbi besut asay. Only now you worry about, he already drank so much until now. Mishani yayin shibetichas amazayin eina mishaker, shalachar amazayin mishaker. If you're interspersing the wine with food, then it's not going to be mishaker, because as you drink, you're also eating, so it's going to digest it, etc. Mashenken, after you finish the suda, and now you're just drinking, that's undiluted wine, undiluted meaning in the body system, in the digestive system, so that chulida could be mishaker. Good.
Man.
You're not happy with that?
I mean, you just finished eating, so between 3 and 4, I mean...
Okay, so you're...
I mean, chocolate is in the stomach, at least, I mean, let's say half of 3 hours.
Yeah? You can say how for 3 hours?
I'm saying, what is it? It should be between 3 and 4. Why? Because it's quite because I'm not stuck, because why? You're eating, so it helps. 3 to 4, you're not eating.
I guess it depends on the person. Some people can withstand the wine a little bit more and some less. It depends on whether you're a big drinker or not. Those people that don't drink a lot during the year, then they get kind of drunk when they're drinking too much on Seder night.
Yeah, but what's food have to do with it?
Food have to do with it. Apparently, the food helps in the digestion of the wine and to allow it to integrate in the system.
Okay.
So it shouldn't intoxicate. I mean, try it out. Try it one Seder. Do you? Yeah. Anyway, if you go to Daf Kuf Ches, it's interesting because we have the same Rashbam there, and the Rashbam over there gives both reasons. Over here, he only gives one reason. Rashbam and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph Kuf Ches 108A, the third fourth line of the Rashbam 108A. Okay, you see the third, fourth line. Shlish levila yishta. Same Gemara is out. Shlish levila yishta. Shlish the birchas amazon. The kivin dele chashinan oid legriri liba le sharinan le. The nir kemoisif al arba koises. Hidrash Bam says when you're drinking between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, that you can go and say Gri Reliba. Gri Reliba means to whet his appetite to be able to eat eventually the matzah and the suda, etc. But once you finish the third, there's no Gri Reliba because you're not going to eat anything more. So it looks like Moisif. He shouldn't go and get shikr. He won't be able to finish halal. So I'm only pointing this out because it's interesting that Rishbam is going on the same shikl gemara. He quotes the same Yerushalmi twice, both here and there. But here on Kufchas, he gives the first reason because Moisa Alekoisis, and here on Kuf Yud Zayin, he does not bring this Moisa Alekoisis. He only brings this Gemara Yishami. And the way he says it here, Batsasmi Gemara Yishami, you would think, oh, I never heard of this before. We learned it 9 days ago that Gemara Yishami that Rishbam already found first. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Gemara, just one shikl. Gemara, Omli Rav Chanon Lid Rava, Shema Min Abirchas Mazin Tuna Kois. Since we say in our Mishnah that they poured the third Kois for Mavarach Al Mezoinoi, is a chasimen that you're supposed to go and have a birchas hakois, in other words, a kois shabracha, whenever you bench. Amalei said nishkaraya arba kasi tikkun rabbanan derecheres kol chad v'chad navid bei mitzvah. What the more means to say is it could be throughout the year there is no inyan of kois shabracha. You want to do it gezintai, you don't want to do it also gezintai. No particular inyan. I on Seder night we have four koises and the third one is kosher bracha. Truth of the matter is it's not because kosher bracha on the benching. Truth of the matter is there are four separate koises and the kineged l'mashal the lishoyne so it says if you tzaltik v'altik l'kachti you'll al say as egit and all derecheres kol chad b'chad now the mitzvah. Each one of them accomplishes something else too. The first one, for instance, you make not only one of the four koises but also kiddush. The second one is al magin on the haggadah. Third one is on benching. Fourth one is on halal. But not that throughout the year you have to. You can. So you have no raya from our Mishnah.
We have a kosher bracha yachid. If a person has a seder by himself,
yes.
We have a kosher bracha mazan. If a person's benching by himself during the year, he wouldn't.
The custom today. Custom today is not to go and bench ala kois if you only biyachid, only if you have three or if you have ten.
Right.
However, in the good old days, they used to go and make kosher bracha even on one. And there were some, they say b'shem chsam soifer, that he also did benching on one, even if he was eating all by himself or together with his rebbetzin, and he didn't have three, he also did kosher bracha. Nevertheless, it says from later achronim that was chsam soifer, that we shouldn't do it today, we should not have that custom. However, but that, in the good old days, that was a custom, even among the masses, that single individuals that were making, when I say single, not as opposed to married, but per person eating by himself and didn't have three, also had a kosher bracha after the meal was over. Okay? Together with the birchas hamazon. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Yechem, to be continued tomorrow at 7:40, approximately. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov hatzlacha.